98.1 KZE. MK with you. We've got Sam Lewis in the studio today. He is playing tonight at the Park Theater in Hudson, and he's got a fabulous new record out now called Superposition. We started off the shift with it today. Please welcome Sam Lewis to the KZE studio.
Hi. I can't sleep, I'm always on my feet. And when I think I'm going mad. There's always one who likes to overrun, gets nothing done. Why does it make me feel so bad? You don't crack a whip on a sinking ship. Don't jump in when you're going down. And you can't find your toes when you're folding all your clothes, and no one even knows how they all wound up here. And there's someone on the roof, but we don't have any proof. We just go ahead and shoot. Maybe they'll disappear. You don't crack a whip on a sinking ship. And you don't jump in when you're going down. Sinking ship.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Sam Lewis, my guest in the studio. You can see Sam tonight at the Park Theater in Hudson. Thanks for making some time for KZE.
Pleasure's all mine. My first time in Red Hook. I love it. Yeah. I drove down 9 here, and I thought I passed a sign that said the first New York public school.
Is that true?
Well,
I should know. That's the kind of thing I should probably know off the top of my
head. You didn't expect me to be interviewing you today, did you?
You are better versed in my area's history than I am.
I will,
and I salute you.
We have these lovely little like blue and silver kind of placards that are I've seen quite a few just in the short time here. But yeah. I'll double check and see if that's the case.
I can picture the kind of thing you're talking about. You drive by and there's like a little historic marker, yep. Right? Like a kind of subtle.
Yeah.
And you're pretty sure it said that this was the site of the first school in New York public school?
New York State first public school.
First public school.
I think.
I would believe that. Why not?
It's believable.
Yeah.
These are like things that I just come up with and, you know, no one really checks me on them.
I mean, I'm not going to turn around and Google it right now. So that's for the folks at home.
Yeah. Well, it's a lovely, lovely little town you have here. And very excited to be back in this part of the world. It's been a while since I've been back here.
So. Yeah. You do, sounds like, quite a bit of touring, quite a bit of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you collect factoids like that everywhere you go?
I do. Yeah, I do. There's always room for them in the luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I try to collect a magnet.
Yeah.
But, I love reading about where I go. I just came from Montreal, which was really cool. That was my first time there.
Learn anything good about Montreal?
Man, I ate my way through that town.
That's, I think, what you're supposed to do.
I mean, I had steamers, which is, I have a hot dog problem. I'm only allowed one a month. And I had two. Let's see, I had some soup dumplings.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, any bread you find.
How's your delicious French? Is your French any good?
No.
Yeah?
No, it's very poor. My English isn't that great.
I completely disagree. Okay, Adam's just walked in. I was like, Adam's being so unprofessional right now, but actually,
I think this some breaking news.
Breaking news. The first public school in New York State was established in Claremont in 1791. Predating the state school system and the founding of the Bill of Rights, the school was located on the edge of Route 9, where the town hall now stands. So, yeah, the Claremont Academy, I assume, is what you drove by.
Good eye. I'm pretty sure. Adam. Thank you, Adam. Look at that.
But yeah, so your French isn't that good, but it didn't come up in Montreal?
No, they were very kind to me.
Yeah. That was my experience the one time I went there. Is you know, as long as you say bonjour, they're okay.
Yeah, I didn't even. So I just smiled a lot.
Yeah, that works too.
It helped.
Yeah. So you're headed to the Park Theater tonight.
Yes, Park Theater in Hudson tonight.
First time in Hudson. Did you already go and sound check up there?
No, I just drove straight here.
Okay.
So yeah.
So you haven't seen the theater yet.
I haven't.
Here's the thing. Neither have I, but I've spoken to a lot of people who have played there, and the level of reverence for the space is very high. Like the folks who frequent it love it. You know, a lot of artists like to return there when they're in the area because apparently it's just got a really special vibe. It used to be a silent movie theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's going to be, and also they say that world-class sound.
The room
sounds great, and the folks doing the sound engineering are like real pros, so.
Those are really some of my favorite rooms to play are the old theaters, you know, and they've survived so many, you know, different times. And I'm very excited to go there. I love me a little theater like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's tonight with Mark Delgado. And you are solo on this tour, right?
I am.
You like playing solo?
I do. I just can't listen to myself too much because I'm at the same show. So
So you're telling me you don't listen to your own record in between shows? You're not just driving around listening to it?
No, I don't do that. I mean, if I'm working on one, I'll listen to it just to see how it drives. You have to drive.
That is, you know, it's an interesting question that I haven't really asked anybody, and I should start asking this. It's like, so, you know, obviously during the process of creation of an album, you're listening to it nonstop and you're dissecting each song and, you know, maybe to the point where you're sick of it. But then once it's done, how much do you listen to it?
You don't.
Not at all?
No, it's like, it's the equivalent of working at an ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. And what I've heard, if you work at an ice cream shop, they let you eat as much ice cream as you want for the first couple of weeks, and then after that, you don't want any more.
Yeah.
And so it's really fun to make it, and then but you can get into like the trappings of perfecting something that maybe is not possible to perfect or really irrelevant, and that's why it's best to, you know, work with someone else. I'm working with a great producer and musician right now, Joe McMahon, and in Nashville, and we're working on a new record, and I'm very happy it's in his hands. But yeah, I drove a little bit to it today. Just when you listen to it at different volumes, you know, that's a really good way to listen. If anything sticks out,
yeah,
that's kind of like you're listening without listening. If something jumps out at you, it's something that you might want to address, or you just find it's cool.
Yeah. Different volumes and different platforms. I mean, something can sound so different in your car versus on a speaker versus, you know, I mean, obviously in the studio with like the big professional speakers is a totally different animal.
Well, then you also have to consider the mixes that are just being played on a phone with no Bluetooth connection.
Sure.
And it's just playing off of a phone.
I didn't even want to say that because I didn't want to make you think about people listening to it that way.
Oh, no, we do. That is definitely, there is a phone in the room, in the, you know, engineer booth that we'll throw it on there and see if anything. You just have to, there's just so many different ways to listen to music. So we definitely consider that. Yeah. But it's best with some cans on.
Oh, yeah, always. high-grade cans professionally.
Yeah.
Sam Lewis is my guest in the studio. You can see him tonight at the Park Theater in Hudson with Mark Delgado, and check out the new album Superposition, which is out now, came out last year. And I believe you're busy in our little part of the world this
weekend.
Oh,
I am. Can I tell you where all I'm going to be?
I would love to.
Okay.
Love to hear it.
So tonight, if you didn't catch it, I'll be at the Park Theater in Hudson. And then tomorrow I'm playing in the afternoon at Twin Star Orchards in New Paltz. They're having a cool little event come out. It's free if you're anywhere in the New Paltz area. I'm in Woodstock on Sunday at Colony playing a little afternoon set there. I believe that is actually free too.
Yeah, I think it's outside as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is outside. Hopefully we'll get a break from the rain. I know you guys have been beaten with rain.
I'm not hating it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So speaking only for myself.
Okay. Well, anymore, it's all at once or nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Wednesday is my last New England date. It's in South Pomfret, Vermont, at Artistry Community Art Center. That's an outdoor little thing as well. So,
and I'm sure it'll be beautiful, as Vermont is.
Oh, man. I drove through Vermont from Connecticut to Montreal the other day, and it was just a stunner.
One of my favorite states.
And then you get just past the border, and it turns into Indiana. It's the weirdest thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with Indiana.
No, but I know what you mean.
My wife's from Indiana. She's listening. I love you. I miss you.
There's the Green Mountains, and then all of a sudden, just plains.
Just plains.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's wild.
Yeah. Sam Lewis in the studio with me. Would you like to play one more for us?
Yes.
You got time?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There's nothing better than a second wind to get you there. And what you let go along the way make you feel like a millionaire. Might sound crazy, but it's okay with me. Just don't give me what I want, give me what I need. I watch you disappear deep inside a simple song. Maybe you're happy to hear it, but you don't ever sing along. It might sound crazy, but it's okay with me.
KZE. Sam Lewis has been my guest in the studio. You can see him tonight at the Park Theater in Hudson and a bunch of other places around the Hudson Valley this weekend. Is there a website or socials we can go to?
SamLewisTunes.com. That's LEWIS.
I like tunes as opposed to music.
Yes.
Yeah, SamLewisTunes.com. And are you on Bandcamp? Can we buy your music?
You can buy it directly from me at my website at SamLewisTunes.com. You'll see a shop page there that goes from my living room to yours.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
We got your community bulletin board and Beirut up next on 98.1 KZE.